Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast brought to you by the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. It's fall now and the weather's turning a little cooler. The leaves are looking beautiful on the trees, and that can only mean one thing for a Disney fan. It's time to think about celebrating Christmas down at Walt Disney World. That's a great time to experience the Walt Disney World Resort as you have the beautiful Christmas decorations all over property. You can experience very unique things like the candlelight processional and many other holiday happenings. So put in your free no-obligation quote over at www.themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 264 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. We hope that it's been a great week at work. But now it's time to have some fun, kick back, and talk some Disney to start your weekend. Joining me from a Disney World After All.com, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Getting excited.
2 weeks. Actually, less than 2 weeks I'll be down there.
I know. Me too. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
You know, I think we're in that period for those of us, you know, that don't live in Florida or close to the parks where the days take so long to go by because you're so excited to go. But it's also, I mean, you're like at a fever pitch right now when it comes to getting ready for that trip. I mean, it's all you think about. It consumes you constantly.
You're telling me. I can't stop. Like, I'm just like constantly checking things all the time. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Also joining us from down in the wonderful state of Florida, where we're going to all head down. And for the first time, all four of us will get together. We have Debbie. How's it going, Debbie?
Hey, Mike. It's going great. I am so jazzed that we're all going to be together. How cool is that?
I know it's only taken us, what, 2.5 years and, you know, 270 episodes to have all four of us in one place at one time. So thank God for Skype.
Yay, right. Skype. You bet.
Very nice. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam?
I'm excited, too. So we're all four going to be there, and we're all four going to be excited.
We are. Yes, it's going to be great.
I'll be amped and jazzed as well.
I will be amped and jazzed, yes.
Absolutely.
And psyched, because yes. You have to be psyched.
And yes. Stoked. I'll be stoked.
And stoked, yes.
And any other thing I can think of. So, obviously we're very excited. We're in that giddy state because, you know, 2 weeks from today we'll be down there doing the Treehouse live show. And I'll tell you, before we get to today's topic, which it's going to be food. I mean, imagine that we're going to talk a little food today. But this Treehouse live show is really, honestly, it's kind of taken on a life of its own here over the last couple of months. And I'll tell you that about a week ago, the UPS truck pulls up here to the house and, you know, one box comes off and two boxes come off. And the UPS driver just keeps unloading these boxes for me to take down to the Treehouse event. So I'm guessing this is going to be good for our listeners, Pam. What do you think?
I think it may be. We've put together some really, really cool packs. And I know that we have all talked about the, you know, the Disney stay, which, of course, you know, hello, who doesn't want to win that?
Me! But I want to win it!
I know. But then we also have some other cool prize packs, too, like a Club 33 prize pack, which has some items that are exclusively purchased at Club 33. So one of our winners will win that. We have some Disney Cruise Line prize packs that also have some exclusive DCL merchandise. There could be some Vinylmation. There could be some pins. You know, I think that hopefully there will be some things that appeal to everyone, and it'll be a very cool event with, in addition to the prizes, you know, a lot of fun that all of us will just be getting together too. So,
absolutely. And, you know, I want this to turn into, at least personally for me, just the biggest thank you in the world for everybody who takes the time to download our show, because there are so many great Disney podcasts out there that are just awesome. I mean, I'm huge fans of all these other shows, and you always take the time to listen to our show and then come over to the boards and tell us what you thought. And a lot of times, you know, give a lot more information on the topic or put pictures. You know, I know we had Mom put some pictures from a couple weeks back about her classroom when we talked about education in Walt Disney World. And it's just that kind of stuff that really, you know, gets us going and keeps us so excited to do the show. And I'm glad that finally, we're going to have an opportunity to really physically say thank you and be able to hopefully give everybody some prizes and give you some fun memories. So I'm really looking forward to the chance to just say thank you, because I don't think we get to say that enough.
No way.
Yeah, definitely. So, it is a great opportunity for that. And it's just going to be a blast.
All right. So let's get to today's topic. And today we're going to talk, like I said, about food. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of do like we were doing with the resorts, and every once in a while, look at a Disney restaurant, and sometimes it'll be table service, maybe times we'll do counter service, but we're going to talk about in depth what we think of a particular restaurant, maybe who it's geared for, who would enjoy it the most, kind of break down the menu, some of the options you have there, and talk about atmosphere and stuff like that. So we're going to talk today about 50's Primetime Cafe, located at Disney's Hollywood Studios. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know this is one of my favorites. It's my wife's absolute favorite restaurant. You know, I ask her, you know, I'm making the ADRs. What's one that you definitely want to have? In the last two trips, it's been 50's Primetime. So let's start off with Pam. You know, initially, let's talk about atmosphere. Who's this geared towards? And, you know, what kind of person is going to enjoy the atmosphere of 50's Primetime?
I think anyone who really enjoys a good time will love 50's Primetime, because there's so much interaction with the servers there, the cast members, and you know, things like that. But the atmosphere, I mean, as a whole, is you're really sitting there in what Disney has portrayed as a 50s kitchen, a 50s style kitchen, and you may be sitting next to a black and white TV that is showing old movie clips, and you're sitting on a Formica table, you know, at a Formica table, and doing all those things. So, I mean, just walking through the restaurant makes me feel like I'm at a relative's house who, of course, hasn't updated since the 50s. And we all have one of those, don't we?
I think so.
We do.
Very nice. But you're right, though, because, you know, Disney's so great about taking us places that we've never been and giving us experiences that we've never had. And this restaurant, you know, it kind of melds two worlds. And, you know, you have your time that you have to eat, but you don't have to kind of step outside of, hey, I really like escaping and going to all these exotic places, because you're still sitting down to have dinner or lunch, and you're still getting a show in a way all around you at the same time.
We need a word like, you know, how we did edutainment.
Oh, don't
we need
that
a word
again
that means the blending of entertainment and eating now.
Oh, I'm not even trying it, because that was terrible when I tried that last time. Terrible. Not good try. Right, good try. You tried to get me to go for it, and I'm not.
Dine-attainment. I don't know. Nice.
Very good. So, well, Debbie, now what do you think about the atmosphere of this place? Who's it really geared towards? And, you know, what do you get out of it, the atmosphere?
What I like about it is that in most restaurants when you go, you just sit there with your family, and your interaction is with your family and with the cast member that takes care of your table. Here, everybody can watch other tables and other families and what they're going through. Like if somebody puts their elbows on the table, they may have to stand up and sing, "I'm a little teapot." Well, you get to be a part of all of that. So it's not just what's going on at your table. And again, this can be for any age. And I mean, what kid can't enjoy mom getting in trouble for putting her elbows on the table and having her have to stand up and sit, or go over and stand in the corner? You know, something fun like that. So I think really, I agree with Pam. It goes for so many age levels.
You know, I think you make a great point, because there are restaurants where you have communal seating, like Teppanito and Beer Garden in Germany at Epcot. This one, you don't have communal seating. You know, you're at your own table. However, there's a community kind of atmosphere where sometimes you'll have to, you know, get some napkins from the cousins over at the next table, or share the, you know, the little dessert projector thing that shows the pictures of the kids' desserts. I think that makes it more fun, because, again, one of my favorite things to do down at Walt Disney World, and I know this is true for you as well, Debbie, is having interaction with other guests. And I think that this restaurant really does encourage that.
I absolutely agree with that. They've hit it on the head when it came to that type of setting.
Awesome. So, Ricky, what do you think about atmosphere-wise as far as 50's? You know, do you go there? Is it more for the food? Is it for the atmosphere? What do you think?
I go for both. I really do. The food is, I mean, it's home cooking, so it's something that's right up my alley. But the atmosphere there is just so much fun. And when you're on a Disney vacation, especially with your family, and all, you know, you're there to have fun a lot of the time. So this is a great place to go if you're just looking for a fun, laid-back, relaxed meal. I mean, you know, you can't be too relaxed because, you know, they'll yell at you. But as they've done with me before, you know. They told me, they yelled at me when I got a phone call from my mother. So, you know, it's definitely a fun and relaxed atmosphere. And like Debbie said, it is definitely a communal atmosphere, just in a very different way than some other restaurants you may be used to.
You know, I think you actually did get yelled at on the podcast at one point for trying to record a podcast segment in this restaurant.
I didn't get yelled at. I just recorded and I talked to my cousin or aunt or somebody, whoever it was. So
very good. So let's talk a little bit about the food that's served here. Obviously, it's that comfort food. It's that stuff that, you know, maybe mom would have cooked. I'll tell you that my mom didn't cook these things every night. I wish, you know, because I could eat anything on this menu. I mean, at any time, especially right now, I could blindly point at something on the menu and I'd be totally happy right now.
Yes.
Exactly.
Bring me that.
It's great stuff. And I'll tell you, you know, my favorite is the meatloaf. And I just think that it does. I mean, you're eating this in a theme park and, you know, they're mass producing it. You know, they are. Yet it does taste like something that, you know, mom made right out of her oven. It's uniquely very home tasting to me. I mean, it doesn't taste like something that's mass produced at all. So, Pam, do you want to go into the menu a little bit, some of the variety of things you can get there?
I mean, first of all, I think that their milkshakes are really good. And they have kind of soda fountain kind of drinks that you want to get. You know, they have the flavored sodas that you can get. They have milkshakes and malts and things, you know,
they
things
have
like that.
Peanut butter and jelly milkshake, don't they? Seriously, this sounds so gross to me. Like, I love peanut butter and jelly, but in milkshake form does not sound delicious.
People rave about it, though.
Because like it, but this does not sound like it should be made in milkshake form. Am I the only person who feels this way?
Yes, you are. You're the only one.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, continue.
So I've heard that too, that people think this sounds gross, but real, it's good. It's, you know, I think if you like peanut butter and jelly, you'd like it. But anyways, and so also I think in that food from the 50s sort of genre, they have things like beer battered onion rings. And, you know, I think of onion rings always as being kind of a malt shoppy kind of food. So, I mean, I really enjoy seeing things like that on it. And then, like we talked about, moving into the entrees, you know, things like fried chicken, the meatloaf, there's a tuna casserole. I mean, hello, that's home style cooking
that is,
right there.
Totally.
Pot roast, a pork loin, and they usually have a pasta dish and things like that. And then they also have typically a salmon that's on the menu too. And then I'm going to move right in to the dessert.
Very good.
Hello, the dessert.
Yes.
I think that the thing that they are most famous for, at least dessert-wise, is the s'mores. Because that's not typically something that you can get just on any restaurant menu. But they also have a Boston cream cupcake. And again, I always think of Boston cream pie as kind of a more traditional dessert. You know, that always used to be on the menu at restaurants, and it's not as much anymore. And they have, you know, a brownie sundae, and they have a no sugar option and things, you know, for that too. So, I mean, you know, I think it just is a menu that's going to appeal to most people, that I think most people will be able to find something they like.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not real exotic, but I think that it's that kind of food that when you're down at Walt Disney World, a lot of times you're seeking out those restaurants, you know, like Coral Reef if you want seafood, or Flying Fish, or, you know, Jiko or Boma. You're trying to get all these, you know, real exotic restaurants in because Walt Disney World's a great place to do that. But there's something to be said for sitting down for stuff like fried chicken and pot roast. I mean, that's just, it is. It's comforting. It's comfort food.
It is, especially when it's colder. That's where we should have been in January.
Seriously, no kidding.
Yum, yeah.
So, Debbie, what stands out on the menu for you when you think about, you know, eating there? What do you usually get?
My religious experience would be...
Good call on that, yeah.
The pot roast, I love the way that they have it slow cooked. It's just so tender. But what I love most about it is it tastes as though they've cooked it with like the Lipton's onion soup. It's got that real oniony flavor. And what I always get is the pot roast. And of course, like Pam said, that chocolate shake. And I mean, I ask for extra, extra, extra chocolate. And they don't disappoint me. One thing that I love that stands out on the menu, Mike, that if you notice, it's not just meatloaf or pot roast. It's Uncle Dana's artichoke, you know, angelotti or whatever they call that. I know they've got Mom's Old Fashioned pot roast, mm-hmm. Grandma's chicken pot pie. They really even tie in the menu with the theme of the cafe. So to me, it makes it even more homey when you order something off the menu.
No, absolutely. They carry that theme through the whole experience from the time you check in till the time you walk out of the restaurant. And you're right, the menu is set up that way as well. You mentioned the shake, and that really brought back something that I wanted to mention, was that if you get the shake, I'll tell you that you get a lot of shake when you order a shake,
yes.
Because you get like a glass with your shake in it, plus you get that kind of metal container that I guess they put in the mixer to stir it all up. I mean, it's almost like you're getting two big shakes for the money. So value-wise, I think that that's a good option there.
It is. And, you know, that's why I've never really been able to order anything else more, like the s'mores or anything else, because I usually always get the shake because it sounds so darn good and I'm hungry for it. So by the time I'm through with that and the pot roast, holy cow. And I've had other things. I've had like the meatloaf and I have had the chicken. But, you know, once you eat the pot roast and you have the shake, I have no more room or I'll pop.
I know, that's the same thing. I mean, but the food's so good, I do, and especially here, I mean, I was going to say, I usually clean my plate, but that's a good idea at this place, because if you don't clean your plate,
right.
You know, I've left a couple green beans there before, and I've had to stand up, and they did the airplane on me, you know, in the corner. And actually, even better one time is that I didn't eat my green beans, and I thought I got off, because the server took it away, you know, cousin whatever, took it away. I was like, this is sweet, man, I didn't get called out, this is great, because I think it was when we were down there for between Christmas and New Year's one year, and it was just really cold. I didn't really feel that well that day. So they bring out the ice cream, you know, and we're eating our dessert. Those green beans are in my ice cream, man. I took a big old bite. Gross. I'm thinking, you know, thank God this place is Walt Disney World, you know, that I can laugh about this. Because if this was anywhere else, I'd be just getting the, get me the manager. What's this all about? So, you know, the server totally got me, and, you know, like, she had the camera ready and everything, and nice. I didn't even notice it. But that's the beauty of this place, is that, you know, 4 years later, it was a good meal, but the experience is something I still share the story about.
And that's just it. You know, yes, whenever you go to restaurants, you do have fond memories, but this, not only do you have fond memories, but you constantly want to share these memories with other people, because they really did stand out.
Exactly.
And they were fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, that's a good thing to bring up, too, is that I don't know how I feel about this. Like, if somebody's an extreme introvert and doesn't like to be called out or have the attention brought on them, I wouldn't say that I necessarily would say this is a restaurant not to try. I would just say kind of go in, because I think the way it would work, and obviously I'm not a real introvert. I mean, we do this podcast, but if I were, I think that the server would kind of read that and just kind of back off,
right.
and kind of not force an issue on it. I think the more you react to them, the more they play it up on their end as well.
Yeah,
I
would agree.
Cool. So, Ricky, what do you think about the menu? What do you tend to be drawn towards?
Oh my gosh, I am so all over the place here. Like, I get different things every time, because every time something new looks good to me. The one thing I do want to point out, and it's something that Mike, we talked about on another show, is if you get the milkshake as your drink, and you're on the dining plan, you do still get dessert. So
yes.
Just kind of watch that.
Yes,
because
you
get a lot of sugar that meal.
Yes,
so,
the heavens open up for that.
Yes. They also do that at Whispering Canyon too, so watch that too.
Very
but
nice.
Okay, so yeah, so I go between a whole bunch of different things. I get the pot roast a lot, the meatloaf a lot, and the fried chicken a lot. Like, the fried chicken I think is my favorite. But seriously, just looking at the menu, I just saw that pork loin. Oh my god, that sounds amazing. I might have to get that the next time. So I constantly find new things on this menu that I'm like, huh, do I want to try something new or do I want to get my favorite thing? You know, so it's almost like I need two meals there, one to try the new thing and one to eat my favorite.
See, Ricky, you made a good point. See, I agree. Some of these things sound really good, but they don't have like some items on the lunch menu. And that's what I usually know is at lunch. And so, because I don't want something really heavy at dinner, because I would love to try the tuna casserole. That just sounds amazing, but they don't serve that during lunch. At least not the last time that I went. So, but I would love to try that. So, yeah. I think I'd stretch out a little bit like you. I'd try a little bit something different as well if they had it.
Yes, definitely. And then, of course, I have to get the s'mores. So that's a must do for me. So the one thing I wanted to point out, and I want to know if this is totally me again, because apparently I'm strange. But does anyone else notice a smell in this restaurant, too? Not a bad one. It's a good smell. It just smells like this restaurant. And so every time I go there, I think I'm home.
No, you know what? I associate a smell with sci-fi, actually.
Really?
It's not a bad smell, but it's a distinct smell in sci-fi other than 50s primetime. So I don't smell it at 50s. Does anybody else?
Got it.
No, I'm like, I have resorts that I identify smells with. Like, I could be blindfolded and walk in a Boardwalk and tell you I'm at Boardwalk, or you know what I mean? But no, not this restaurant.
Crazy.
Do you smell it, Debbie?
No.
it's just Ricky. Okay. Yeah, it's just Ricky. Okay, just confirming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't.
No, that was the right answer, Debbie. Even if you smell it, just say you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
We all smell it. We're just not saying it. No. But you bring up a good point about how you really want to try a lot of things. But my biggest issue with this restaurant, this is a good issue to have, is that, you know, many times we'll have dinner there at 5 o'clock, maybe 4 o'clock, just whenever we can swing that ADR. But I will be so full when we leave here because, okay, think about it. I've had like the equivalent of two milkshakes, which I never have at home. I'll have, you know, usually we'll split some onion rings or something for an appetizer. I will have my meatloaf and potatoes, and I eat the green beans for like once a year because I don't want them shoved down me by a server. And then, of course, I got to have dessert, so I'll have like a big old sundae or something like that. You know, and then I have like a rock and roller fast pass, a rock and roller coaster fast pass in my pocket. You know, you just shouldn't do that. You know, maybe Toy Story Midway Mania after a meal like that, but, you know, do the public a service. Don't ride Rock and Roller Coaster. Don't ride Tower of Terror after 50s primetime. I'm just saying.
I agree, oh, yes.
So, that's my issue with this restaurant.
Clean up on aisle 4.
Exactly. It just, you know, it's like, you know, you're not supposed to go out and ride a roller coaster 45 minutes after eating a meal like that.
No.
I would not recommend that.
So I always end up burning a fast pass, but you know, we can do the meal's that good. So let's think of like tips for this restaurant as far as like ADRs. Is this like a must do 180 days out at 7 a.m. or, you know, what are some tips that you can think of for this restaurant? Maybe Debbie, what do you think about this one?
Personally, I think if it's a heavy time, you might want to, if you really are compelled to really want to try this restaurant. I've never had trouble getting in. I've been very fortunate, but again, you don't want to take that risk if it's someone that you really want to try. So if you can get out as quickly, as far back as you can, do it. At least you can always cancel if you need to. At least you'd have it secured and the time that you want. That's important as well.
Absolutely. I think that's true for every restaurant. It's a big thing when it comes to making ADRs, kind of prioritize, you know, is this A, B, or C on my list? And if it is, you know, go for it at 7 a.m., 180 days out.
Absolutely.
All right, so Ricky, what do you think? A tip for 50s primetime?
Well, to talk about Debbie's thing first, I have actually, this was during September, but it was during free dining. I managed to get an ADR here a couple weeks out too. So just constantly keep looking because you never know. You can try and walk up. A lot of times they are busy though, so they can't seat you. The restaurant is full. But that being said, I am a big fan of going to the Tune In Lounge. It's the bar right there. They offer the full menu at the bar. Get the food there because, you know, you can still have fun, although it's not, albeit the same kind of fun you'll have in the restaurant, but hey, those bartenders are quite fun to deal with too. So go sit at the bar. There is very limited seating at the bar though, so, you know, if it's somewhere that you want to eat, you may have to wait a little bit so you can jostle your way up there. But definitely, if you don't have an ADR, this is definitely, or you're a single person, this is somewhere where you can get in and get a good meal and then, you know, get out. So. Yeah,
and I've never eaten at the bar, but when you're waiting there, kind of in the little waiting area, which is like kind of like a living room set up with some TVs and some recliners and so forth, and the bar's right there. There's maybe, I would say, 12 spots at the bar.
Yeah, something like that.
But the bartenders are really, like you said, they're great people. I mean, they're having fun with the guests. They're talking to the guests. They're interacting. And I think you made a great tip there, Ricky, that if you're a single person, that's a really good option because you can get in, get out, get a good meal, and go on with your day.
Right. There are so few options that are like that at, you know, Disney. I mean, most of the time you have to get ADRs, but there are a few places where you can just get in there, and this is definitely one of them.
Awesome. So what do you think, Pam? Maybe some tips for 50s?
Being a scrapbooker, or at least, I mean, I like to purchase the items. I don't really have time to scrapbook like I used to.
Join the club!
At some point in time, though, I foresee that on the horizon there will be a time when I can scrapbook again. So I'm always keeping this in my mind. There are so many scrapbooking opportunities here because there are so many little niches where you could take someone's picture or, you know, I always think of every time I'm there and I see the table, I want to take a picture of the table and use it as a background for something. Oh, yes. I mean, just stuff like that. There is just so much there. The different TVs, you could talk about the different TV shows that you saw. Your server, make sure to get a picture of them. So this is one of those restaurants that I love in Disney World because I'm thinking the whole time, oh, I could scrapbook this or I could scrapbook that. And this just has plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, and I like the idea, though, of when the little TV shows come on and they show, like, you know, a segment maybe for a minute from a bunch of old shows. I've liked showing that to Paige and, you know, showing her that there was an original Mickey Mouse Club, you know, and not the Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, you know, Mickey Mouse Club that there was in
the
90s.
That was the best one.
For you,
I'm
yeah. Cause, exactly. Because you're a cougar, remember? You cougar. But anyway.
Justin Timberlake is older than me. Thank you very much.
So maybe you're not a cougar. You just like the Jonas Brothers. That's right.
No, just the middle one.
Just
I
Joe.
I think he's cute. Yeah.
Okay.
But the sad thing is you know, knew his name. I didn't know it.
I teach school. You got to know that stuff. Go ahead, Debbie.
And do you know, I saw this on one of the travel channels that, I think it was the travel channel, that so much of the decorations that are in there are authentic. They did not want to just go and replicate something. They've actually hit garage sales so that they go ahead and have authentic, like the bread boxes or the cookie jars. So many things are actually bought in garage sales and put in there just to make it authentic.
They could have just bought out my grandma's house. That would have been...
You know, what I think is cool about that, that Disney went to that length, like you'll see calendars in there from years in the 50s and stuff. But I think what's really cool is when you encounter something that's a prop in that restaurant
that
maybe
saw.
Your grandma had or something.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be the whole setup, but like when you see something on the wall, like the copper chicken rooster thing, you know, that my grandma had in her kitchen. I mean, it really does. I mean, that's kind of the point of the restaurant. It brings you back to this, you know, this time that is no longer with us, but you know, you associate good memories with.
Well, It reminds me, too, of the time when families would sit around the table together. And that's how I was raised. But it just brings you back to this kind of this home feel. And it kind of gives you that comfort zone that you just feel like you're back in time when things were more simple.
Yeah, very well said. When everybody could sit around and have the time to talk. And, I mean, that's what we should be doing on vacation. But I think that, you know, kind of the unsung heroes of this restaurant are the servers because they really have to think on their feet really quickly. And they're also, obviously, they need to be accurate in serving your meals. They have a lot of tables. They're, you know, running back and forth like mad people all the time. I mean, they're doing the job of a regular server at a restaurant, but they're also... In a way, they're putting on a show at the same time, kind of like improv comedy. So I don't think these cast members get the kudos they deserve a lot of times. I mean, do you feel that way, Pam?
Yeah, absolutely, because they do, you know, have to be a performer and a server, and it's not always easy to combine those things, especially when you're trying to, you know, it takes time to entertain a group. So that takes away from their time to serve guests or better meet other guests' needs. So, I mean, I've never had a problem, and I don't know of anyone that has, but I mean, I think it is just something that they do very well. They meld it well.
Absolutely. And I would, you know, I'd encourage as we wrap this one up, give this one a shot, especially for families, really for anybody. But I think it's really a fun place to take the kids. We really didn't touch on the kids' menu. It's kind of standard across the board with the Disney table service restaurants, but they're very accommodating to making a sandwich with just peanut butter. If that's all your kids will eat, they'll grab maybe an Uncrustable or something like that. Very, very accommodating, as all the Disney restaurants are. But as far as the ADRs, again, kind of like Debbie said, this is one that I've noticed personally, and some people may not have, but I've noticed that the demand for this one seems to be increasing over the last maybe 5 years. It's a little bit harder to get an ADR here. And I'll tell you that when you have an ADR and you sit down and wait for your table, this is the restaurant that I see more people turned away from than any other restaurant. And I think it could be just because, first of all, there's not a lot of options in the studios, and it's also kind of in a very busy place. I mean, it draws attention to itself really easy. And I think a lot of people like the theme and say, you know what, I could take the whole family here. It's not like it's a Jico or something that's going to kind of scare them away. And I'll tell you that when we sit there waiting, maybe 10 minutes for our table, I'll see maybe 15 or 20 people come in and say, they don't have ADRs. They just want to sit down and have a meal. And they, politely tell them that they're full for the night. So that does happen quite often.
Yeah, it does. It's one of those restaurants that is kind of hit or miss if you're flexible with your time or, you have some availability in your schedule. You might be able to find something last minute. It does happen, but it is one of the restaurants that people who have been there know that they want to eat there again, and they will make their ADRs. So,
absolutely. It's one that, like I said, we can't miss because it's Pam's favorite, and I'm glad it is because I love this restaurant as well. So hopefully we've given you some information on that one. And, if you know all this, you probably do. We took you there for a little quick trip, just without the food. So what good's that, I guess? you're probably just hungry now, like us. So anyway, we're going to get to some of our voicemails that we've gotten over the last couple of weeks. We're getting a little bit behind on this, and we love getting voicemails. We love the interaction. We love hearing from you on Twitter. We love you on the board. So let's play some of these great voicemails. And first of all, we have one from our friend Susie, and she was down at Walt Disney World. So here we go.
Hello, crew. This is Susie, Susie Not Susan on Twitter. It is Monday morning, and my mom and I are getting ready to leave, sadly. But it's been a very great past few days. We got to experience the Main Street Electrical Parade, which I had only seen on YouTube, and my mom really loved that. And it was just a great mother-daughter trip, little excursion from school. Sad to be leaving, but it was wonderful. And I want to give a shout-out to the Mouse for Less and Magic for Less Travel Company. Thank you guys so much for helping us plan our vacation. It really made my life a lot easier. You guys are awesome. And I think my mom wants to say something, so everybody have a magical day.
Hi, everybody. This is Gail, Susie's mom. Just wanted to say, as always, we had a great weekend here at Walt Disney World and Pop Century. Sorry to be going home. Until next time.
So that's so awesome to hear from Susie and her mom, Gail. And they are huge Disney fans. I love them. LSU fans and Disney fans. And if you don't follow Susie on Twitter, she's one of the most positive people you can meet. She loves talking Disney. She takes things in very on a deep level, I think, and really understands a lot of times how Disney relates to life. And she just has the best outlook on life. So follow her on Twitter. It's Susie, not Susan. And you won't regret that. And, man, the last day of the trip is just heart-wrenching for me. And you could almost hear it in their voice, but they appreciated going. And I think that's a really special thing. Now, they were on a mother-daughter trip. And I was curious, Pam, have you ever done this with Hannah, or is it something you're considering doing soon, a mother-daughter kind of thing?
Yeah, actually, Hannah and I did a cruise last year by ourselves, and we were at Disney World. I know. We were at Disney World either before or I think it was before the cruise, so we went down a few days before. And we've really had a good time, I will say. Since Hannah's our only child, we typically do things, all of us together, when possible. And so this was kind of an experience that I was not nervous about, but just hoping it went well because we always have Steve there to help out, And so I will tell you that Hannah and I laughed hysterically about so many things. And one of the things was when we were driving, I have to admit that we always have a car when we're at Walt Disney World, but I don't drive it. Steve enjoys driving. I am a passenger. I get in the car and Steve, I'm content to just let Steve take me wherever he wants to go that day or, you know, however it goes. He gets in the car, he drives. I don't even think about it. Well, you would think that I know Disney, you know, like the back of my hand as often as we go there. But I will tell you, we had GPS in the car and still frequently there was a lot of, I think we missed our exit. Isn't that where we're supposed to turn? I mean, there was just, it became like so funny because we were all over. We were in many backstage areas and we would be somewhere and Hannah would say, Mom, I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This doesn't feel right. Yeah. No, that would be me. I would do that too. Yes.
Around and things like that. So anyways.
You're just so eager to meet Disney Security, aren't you, Pam?
I know, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is it really kind of exposed me to things that I wouldn't have encountered if we had not done this. I was really glad that we did.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be a really special time, though, because I knew Susie was planning this trip, and I was, you know, honored, and I appreciate the shout out. You know, you definitely don't need to do that, but we definitely appreciate that when we can help you plan your trips. But you know, I can imagine because Susie's in college at LSU, and I'm sure that her mom, you know, is going to cherish this trip forever, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm jealous. I want to do it again now.
Yeah, see, there you go. So, okay, we have another voicemail here, and it's from our good friend Papa Disney up in Iowa. So let's go to this one.
Hi, guys. It's Papa Disney. Just listening to your episode 260 and your comments you were making about the flag retrieval, and I was in the Marine Corps in the 70s, and I currently have a son that's in the Army, and we just found out that he's going to be going to Afghanistan in December, and but I'm sorry, the love and emotion you guys had in your voices talking about our military minister, that is it is. You don't realize how comforting that is to parents of soldiers who are going to be fighting for our country. I just want to say thank you, and I appreciated that very much. And I'll play it for him as well. And just wanted to thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, God bless you, Dave, and your son. And you know, it's really hard to say much after that voicemail, because the military honestly truly are just my heroes, and I try to instill that in my family because we are so blessed and we don't think about it on a daily basis, but you know, you're living it and you've served, and we thank you so much for your service. And then your son is now serving and gonna head over to help those people in Afghanistan that, you know, can't stand up for themselves, and, you know, spread the American ideals over there of, you know, helping each other out and everybody having a right to, you know, certain things in life. And you know, I'm sure that he's gonna represent the Americans the way that we all wish we could if we were over there. And again, we can't thank him enough. And if you and your family ever needs anything, you know, our community is so strong and they're the best people in the world. So we're definitely gonna embrace you and your family. And if you ever need anything, we're behind you 100%. So just thank you so much for your service, man. That's really all I can say. I don't know if Pam, you want to address this or anything.
I'm just really, really touched that it meant that much to him, having, you know, seen that flag ceremony and being a part of it, and just hearing how even just are just talking about it is so emotional for him. It makes me feel, you know, 100 times more emotional about it, but the sentiment is there. And God bless you. God bless your son, and hope he has a safe return.
Absolutely. Debbie?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, I constantly pray for our troops and their family members. And I think that what it makes me see more than anything is that I really believe that we may not talk about it all the time, but I really believe that the troops have so much love and support, not only from us, you know, the podcast family, but from people all over the nation. And so even though we may not talk about it all the time, we get busy with our own things going on. But I know deep down in our hearts and in our prayers that they're always here with us.
Absolutely.
And God bless them.
Amen. And those people are over in Afghanistan are going to be lucky to have folks like Dave's son over there helping them out, because they definitely could use it. So, Ricky.
Well, my best friend is in the Army, so this gets me a lot, because I know she's going to be going over there eventually. While it's not to the same level, it's not a child of mine, but I can feel the same kind of emotions. I don't want my best friend to leave, but, you know, I can understand that she has to. God bless his family, because it's the hardest thing you can do is to send them over there, but they're doing so much for us. So thanks to all the military, everyone, every aspect. So
absolutely. And, we're just having a fun little show here about Disney. We love laughing and sharing all of our memories and goofing off. But again, it gets back to the sacrifices that are made, and we know that it's our military. And personally, that, like I said, they're my heroes, and they do the stuff that the rest of us aren't willing to do. That are, they have more courage than most, I should say. So, again, God bless you. And, hopefully we can talk to his son here and we can hear about a big family vacation and share that story. Wouldn't that be the greatest?
Sure. Absolutely. Yes, it would be.
All right. So let's get to one more voicemail here that we got from our friend Michael, who I believe, I'm pretty sure he's the man who did the four parks in one day because he hadn't been there in like 20 years. Remember that episode? That was, everybody was talking about that one forever. Like, wow, I don't know what I'd do if I was in that boat. So we got a voicemail through an iPhone memo, which we love because they sound better than us. I get a little jealous sometimes. So here we go with our last one.
Hello, BR Podcast.
Be our guest podcast crew.
It's Michael.
And Casey.
And we can't get the name of the show right. But we love you guys. And so we were just calling. We just took our last tour to Indoor on the very last day that you could do it. How'd you like it, Casey?
Oh, I loved it. It's farewell to Star Wars as we know it.
It's Star Tours 2.0. It'll be here in no time. But so we just wanted to call in and say hi. And thank y'all for doing such a great show. And just had a question for y'all to discuss. On the dining plan, we have the regular dining plan, and at Kona Cafe and Le Cellier, they had a chef's menu and a choice of a couple of different appetizers, an entree, and like three desserts. And on the regular dining plan, you could get that and pick one from each of them. It's not a dessert or an appetizer. You actually get both and an entree. We got that twice, and it was just awesome.
Awesome.
So, y'all have a great day. Happy birthday, Casey.
Thank you.
See you real soon.
Happy birthday, Casey. Very nice. I love, they're having fun. That is just exactly what Walt Disney World's all about. I love that. So, it's so much fun, and you can just hear the excitement in their voices. So, they did have a question. I mean, they threw in a great question in there between all this happiness and fun. So Pam, I've been in this situation as well, like at Le Cellier, where, if you take this, you get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. So, what's the goal of this, and how often does this happen?
I've seen it on a few different restaurant menus, too, and I'm so glad they're letting Disney Dining Plan guests use this. I think this is absolutely one of the best use of your credit. I think that the downfall of this, or the downside, if there is one, is that it's going to be kind of serendipity, is that you're going to look for it on the menu. It's not always going to be there. I'm sure it's not something that is going to be guaranteed to be there all the time. But I really, really hope that at least some of the table service restaurants, continue to put more things like this on the menu, because I think, this really gives guests a chance to experience new food or something that they may not have tried, but experience something in the appetizer, entree, and dessert category. And I think that's always a bonus.
Well, see, I think it's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. And I'll say why, because, the good thing is that, I do now, all of a sudden, now I have the option to actually get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert like the old days. So that's a good thing, more food. But it always seems out that, like, the entree that I'm looking for is never included, like, you know, the good steak or something, obviously, because I think they're trying to steer you probably away from maybe the higher end things on the, you know, the entrees and so forth. So they're trying to get you to go to that. But like you said, Pam, I mean, you can still get your entree that you want. I mean, they're not saying you can't have it. They're just kind of hanging a carrot out there like, hey, look over here for a minute and maybe you'll be interested in this, which,
you know, Pam
makes a good point, though. It brings more value to your dining plan when you have that option.
And I think that that's something I, you know, as people who travel to Disney World frequently, or even guests who do not, you may go into a restaurant thinking, I know, I already know what I'm ordering. I looked up the menu online. I'm ordering this, 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 and this, or whatever. And, you know, you already have that planned out. But I personally love to happen upon something like this that I wasn't considering, wasn't my first choice. I gave it a shot anyways and fell in love with it or have a new favorite thing to order at that restaurant. So I think this is a good potential for that too.
Absolutely. It gives you an opportunity to try something new and you never know when that's going to be your new thing that you can't miss. You know, then you're in another quantity.
Exactly.
So then you're stuck. So we hope that you enjoyed today's show and that we, you know, I hope that we made you hungry because how did this happen? We got talking about food again on the voicemails. I mean, come on, people. You're killing us. I'm starving.
Here. You know us. We talk about food. I mean, that's just us.
It's a foodie podcast, right?
Hello.
You know, I think exactly. We need to get AJ on here so she can talk some food.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
We'll get her on here because we appreciate her Disney food blog. It rocks. So, anyway, don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So one thing that a travel agent can do for you, if you wish, you know, sometimes it works out well that way, or sometimes you might like doing this on your own, but it's schedule those ADRs because, you know, sometimes you might live in a time zone where it's very, very difficult to get an ADR right at 180 days out at 7 o'clock, where an agent can help you with that. They can help you get the best package deal. They're just going to make your vacation planning a whole lot easier. And I know a lot of folks, you know, really thrive on the planning. And I'll say that working with a travel agent, you still get to do all the planning. You just kind of have somebody there helping you out. And if, you know, you get in a, maybe you get caught in a meeting in a time where you need to make a call, we can step in and help you out with that. So give them a shot. There's no cost to use the agents over at the Magic for Less. You can put in a free, no obligation quote anytime. Just visit the site over at www.themagicforless.com. Don't forget to stop by our message boards at beourguestpodcast.com. Become a part of the group. Become a part of the family and talk Disney with us because we have great friends over there talking about Disney and everything else every day, and it's always so fun to get on the conversation. Like I said earlier, they're the best folks in the world out there that listen to this show, so come on over and you're going to have many, many new friends right away. Also, don't forget to listen to Magical Mouse Radio for the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at magicalmouseradio.com. Don't forget that Chris Reed has Cosmic Reed Starlight Cafe every Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern. That show's a lot of fun. I mean, you get great Disney information, you get interviews, you get great in-park music. It's just, it's everything all mashed into 90 minutes. So we thank Chris for all of his great work with Cosmic Reed's Starlight Cafe, as well as Summer Sensation, which is wrapped up and now it's moving in to a new show on Fridays. So stay tuned for more information with that. Now, join us again on Monday where we're going to talk with J.L. Knopp, who is Neurotic Disney Mom number one from the DisneyDrivenLife.com. I have been looking to sitting down with J.L. forever to talk about this neurotic Disney thing. I mean, it kind of sounds scary, like, ooh, you're a neurotic Disney person. I don't know what this is all about, so I'm going to get some answers. So come back on Monday to find out what this is all about because I have a feeling, you know, if you put neurotic and Disney together, I'm going to get sucked into this because it kind of already, that's like two strikes against me with the first two words. So I don't know how this is going to go.
I know.
So is that a cliffhanger?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Be all right, Mike. You'll survive.
Very good. All right. So we hope that you have an outstanding weekend. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on the show and for calling in and for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. We really appreciate it. Don't forget you can call our voicemail 206-984-0858 or email me a voice memo from your iPhone. Those things sound awesome. So thanks to Mike for doing that. Send an email to mike@beourguestpodcast.com. So for Debbie, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike. We hope that you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Sounds like you've got the same symptoms that I had, and I'm like, son of a...
You're just old, like the rest of us.
I know, okay.
Hey, speak for yourself.
I don't have any disease. I'm just old and my body's wearing out. That's all
I know. Maybe that's my problem. I'm just getting old.
Too much hockey and baseball. Yeah, I didn't care about my body when I was 20. I just, you know, smoked people out in the corners. Now I wish I wouldn't have done that so I can actually walk.
You know, I work for assisted living. And I feel young every day.
She's telling me I need good assisted living is what Debbie's saying.
I am a young whippersnapper.
Here comes this young chick to help me out.
Yep. There you go.
That is hilarious.